From Chaos to Cosmos, Creation to New Creation, by Sidney Greidanus, Crossway, 2018, 244 pages. A brief book summary from Books at a Glance, by Kristen Burkett. About the author, Sidney Greidanus, born in 1935, is an American pastor and biblical scholar. He studied at Calvin College and Calvin Theological Seminary before obtaining a Ph.D. from the Free University in Amsterdam. He served as pastor in the Christian Reformed Church and taught at Calvin College and the King's College before becoming professor of preaching at Calvin Theological Seminary in 1990. Greidanus is best known for his emphasis on preaching Christ from Old Testament texts. Contents. Chapter 1. The Chaos Cosmos Theme in Genesis, Exodus, and Joshua. Chapter 2. The Chaos Cosmos Theme in Wisdom, Psalms, and Prophets. Chapter 3. The Chaos Cosmos Theme in the New Testament. Chapter 4. Preaching or Teaching a Series on the Chaos Cosmos Theme. General Summary. A Biblical Theology of the Bible Based on the Chaos Cosmos Theme. How God Turns Chaos into Cosmos by Speaking and Saving. The text is in an accessible style with reflection questions at the end of each section. Scholarly details and references are in footnotes. Chapter 1. The Chaos Cosmos Theme in Genesis, Exodus, and Joshua. The Chaos Cosmos Theme falls under the theme of God's kingship and God's coming kingdom, a subset of the storyline of creation, fall, redemption, new creation. Chaos is a commonly used term for a variety of biblical phrases, such as without form, void, and so on. Cosmos refers to the ordered, harmonious universe. The Bible begins with the creation of this orderly cosmos, Genesis 1:1, and finishes with a new one, Revelation 21:1, with prefiguring units of chaos restored to order in between. In the ancient Near Eastern world, chaos was associated with the sea. The common worldview held to an earth surmounted by a doomed firmament of heaven, with waters above and below. In Babylonian myth, Marduk created heaven and earth when he fought the ocean goddess Tiamat. In Canaanite literature, a storm called Baal created a sea god Yam. The Hebrew account used similar imagery to set up a very different view. God is utterly transcendent, acting in history, and does not need to battle chaos, but is sovereign over it. In Genesis, God created heaven and earth, and it is described as chaos, without form, void, with darkness, the deep, and waters. Two more references to chaos in chapter 1 are seas in verse 10 and sea creatures in verse 21. However, these were not evil, but good. God's Spirit was to be sent out, as by speaking, he turned chaos into cosmos. Creation was ordered and filled. In chapter 2, Eden was the beautiful, life-giving, orderly cosmos. This order was broken in the fall. Humans, the land, and the animal world would henceforth be under God's curse. Instead of living in the cosmos of Eden, humans would now live in the world of evil chaos. We continue to live in it. The new heaven and earth of Revelation will reverse this, and even in the current world, God showed his grace by retaining some order. The world was turned back to chaos in the flood to cleanse it from evil. A recreation comes through Noah, and God restores a measure of order with Noah as a new Adam. However, the account of Babel in Genesis 11 again describes human rebellion, which this time God responds to by dispersing humanity in a chaos of different languages. A new start for cosmos comes with God's selection of Abram, to whom he promises a new paradise of peace and safety. Genesis finishes with Abraham's descendants living in a temporary harmonious cosmos in Egypt. The beginning of Exodus describes the entry of political chaos, as the people were oppressed in Egypt. God tells Moses to lead his people back to the promised land, cosmos. Aaron's staff turns into a serpent, dragon, sea monster, that devours the others. This is a threat that Pharaoh will be swallowed up by the chaos. After 10 plagues of chaos, Pharaoh finally listens and lets the people go. God then uses the chaotic waters to save his people from the pursuing Egyptians. The final water obstacle to entertaining Israel is the Jordan River, Joshua 3, again tamed as God is sovereign over chaos. Chapter 2. the Chaos Cosmos theme in Wisdom, Psalms, and Prophets. The Book of Proverbs briefly touches on our theme when it describes God creating in wisdom, Proverbs 3:19-20, 8:22-31, asserting God's sovereignty over chaotic waters. There is more in the Book of Job, where Job is portrayed as another Adam, but living in the chaotic land, not in Eden. Satan used chaotic forces to torment Job. Job uses chaos language, darkness, curse, Leviathan, in his lament of chapter 3, verses 3-8. Job 41 concentrates on Leviathan, the personification of the sea dragon, an anti-creation monster of chaos. Yet God's sovereignty over chaos is stressed throughout Job. God controls the sea, 38:1-11, effortlessly controls the void, 26:7-10, and overpowers Rahab and the serpent, 26:11-13. The Psalms use vivid imagery that presents chaos and cosmos in various ways. The Lord is sovereign over the sea and made it good, 33:7, 24:1-2, 104:3-6-7, 9:25-26, 78:13-16, 53, 114:1-3, 5:7-8. The sea and its creatures are urged to praise the Lord, 148:4-8, 96:11-12, 98:4-7-8. The sea can be evil, 93:3-4, 89:9-10, 89:22-25. The Lord saved Israel from the sea, 106:9-11, 77:4, 7:11, 14-20. Various psalms call Israel's enemies monsters and Leviathan, 74:10-15. The Lord can save from the chaos of enemies and death, 69:1-2, 14-15, 18, 46:1-3, 6-7, 10, 18:4-6, 13-17. The Lord, enthroned over the flood, can still a storm, 29:3-4, 10, 107:23-30. The Lord will triumph over the rebellious nations, 2:1-3, 4-12. The prophets build on this theme and start to introduce the prediction of a future new creation of ordered cosmos. Isaiah uses chaos imagery for the Babylonian exile, slavery under foreigners, and the promised land left empty and chaotic, Isaiah 6:11. God, who created the original chaos, 45:7-12, 18-19, continues to control it, 40:22-23, 26:28, 51:12-13, 15-16, and promises never again to send the flood, 54:9-10. He will save his people from chaotic symbols, 51:9-11. Israel's enemies are called waters, Rahab and Leviathan, 8:7-8, 30:1-2, 7, 17:12-13, 27:1. But the Lord will return Israel to the promised land from chaos, 43:1-3, 16-21, 44:24, 26-28, and will restore paradise on earth, 11:1-9, 25:7-8, 51:3, and 65:17-25. The harmonious cosmos will be fully restored. In Jeremiah, there are further references to the Lord as creator, even of chaotic waters, 10:12-13, 5:22, and upholder of creation order, 31:35-36. Babylon's devastation of Judah is described as a return to a primeval chaos, 4:7, 23-26, and Nebuchadnezzar as a monster, 51:34-36. In turn, the Lord will make Babylon into chaos, Jeremiah 51:1, 5:24-26, 29:41-43, 53-56. Similarly, Ezekiel prophesies that God will turn Egypt into chaos, 29:3-5, 32:2, 7-8, and raises the chaos of dry bones up to life to come to the cosmos of Israel, Ezekiel 37:11-14. As in Eden, healing waters will flow from the temple, 47:1, 6-9, 12. Water is now part of life and cosmos, not death and chaos. The minor prophets continue these themes. God is creator controlling the sea, Amos 5:8, 9:5-6. The day of the Lord will be one of darkness and chaos. Amos 5:20, 6:1, 7-8, 14, 8-9, 9-2-4, Joel 2:1-3, 10-11. Yet the Lord controls the wind, the sea, and even great fish. Jonah 1:4, 7-9, 11-12, 15-17, and 2:1-6. Habakkuk says this with allusions to the parting of the Red Sea and the Jordan. Habakkuk 3:8-15. Zechariah has a vision of the Lord rebuking Satan. Zechariah 3:1-2. Whose work will be defeated? Zechariah 3:8-9. Daniel's vision contains several images of chaos. Four evil empires emerge from the sea but are judged by the Ancient of Days. Daniel 7:1-7, 9-12. The Son of Man receives an everlasting kingdom with images of cosmos. 7:13-14. Finally, after a time of chaos, the people will be delivered. The dead will rise either to cosmos or chaos, everlasting contempt. For God's people, orderly cosmos will last forever. 12:1-13. Chapter 3. The Chaos Cosmos Theme in the New Testament. The theme was tracked in the Old Testament primarily using Hebrew words from Genesis 1, words for being without form and void, darkness, the deep, and waters, and the words for seas and sea creatures slash monsters. The New Testament uses some of these in the Greek translation from the Septuagint, especially focusing on the contrast between darkness and light and the battle between Satan and Jesus. Christ is now seen as the creator of the first and the new creation. In John's Gospel, Genesis 1 is echoed with a new Christological focus, 1:1-3, with the implication that primeval chaos came into being through Christ. God so loved the cosmos that he sent his Son into it to save it, 3:16-17, also 1 John 4:9. Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness. Matthew quotes Isaiah 9:2, applying it to Jesus, Matthew 4:16-17. And John makes the same contrast, John 1:4-5 and 9, chapter 8:12, also 3:19-21, 12:35-36, and 46. Jesus contrasts the kingdom of heaven, cosmos, with the outer darkness, Matthew 8:8, 10-12. Jesus withstands Satan's temptations, Matthew 4:1-4, 5-7, 8-11, which binds Satan, Mark 3:27. This is orderly cosmos overcoming chaos. Similarly, Jesus rebukes demons, agents of chaos, and casts them out, Mark 1:23-27, 9:22, 25-27, Matthew 12:22-28, Luke 10:8-17-18. Jesus rebukes the wind and calms the sea, Mark 4:38-41, and is sovereign over the chaotic sea, Mark 6:48-52. He heals the sick, Luke 6:18-19, 9:11, Matthew 8:8-13. He even raises the dead, Luke 8:49-55. In turn, the powers of darkness seek to destroy Jesus, John 13:26-27, 30. Luke 22:52-53, 23:44-45. But Jesus rises from the dead, Matthew 12:39-40, 41, John 2:19, Mark 16:6. Jesus is sovereign even over the chaos of death. In Acts, we see Jesus sending the Holy Spirit to reverse the chaos of Babel, Acts 2:4-11, and the church experiences a foretaste of paradise, cosmos, on earth, 2:44-47. Jesus comes in light to commission Paul to spread the light, 9:3-5, 26:16-18. Jesus had predicted the chaos of persecution for his followers, John 15:18, 20, 16:33. This tribulation will intensify before Jesus' second coming, described in language of chaos cosmos, Matthew 24:29-31. In Colossians, we see Jesus as creator and restorer of cosmos, Colossians 1:15-20. We are children of the light, delivered from darkness. 2 Corinthians 4:6, Ephesians 5:8-14, Colossians 1:12-14. And Christian life is a battle against the power of darkness. 1 Peter 5:8, Romans 13:12, Ephesians 6:11-12. We live in a present chaos of suffering and death, Romans 5:12, but in the hope of the cosmos of new creation, Romans 8:18-23. In this chaos, we are more than conquerors, Romans 8:35-39. And in Christ, we are already a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17-19. We therefore must not walk in chaos, darkness, but in light, 1 John 1:5-6, 2:8-11. Indeed, the last days are already here, 1 John 2:18, although Christ is yet to come, 2 Thessalonians 2:1-10. Chaos is at work around us, but Satan and his followers will soon be cast into utter darkness, 1 Thessalonians 2:18, Romans 16:20, 2 Peter 2:4-5, 9-10, 17, Jude 4:6, 12-13. We experience a foretaste of resurrection from death, which is chaos, Romans 8:10-11, and the full resurrection will come in the end, 1 Corinthians 15:20-26, 51-57. We await a new heavens and a new earth, 2 Peter 3:4-7, 9-13. The apocalyptic language of Revelation heightens the chaos cosmos theme as the entire drama is rehearsed, coming to its climax. John, our brother in the tribulation, Revelation 1:9, experiences a form of cosmos in his vision of the light-filled Jesus as the Son of Man, Revelation 1:12-13, 16, who knows his people are still in chaos, Revelation 2:8-11. Zephaniah had prophesied that the Lord would reverse the chaos of Babel into cosmos, Zephaniah 3:9. This was temporarily fulfilled at Pentecost, but John sees its fullness in Revelation 7:9-10. The dragon threatens the Messiah and the church, Revelation 12:1-6, and there is war in heaven against the dragon, who is defeated, 12:7-9, echoing the narrative of Luke 10:17-18. On earth, the dragon fights, assisted by beasts from the sea, Revelation 13:1-7, and earth, 13:11-14, who produce chaos, but Christ conquers the beast and false prophet, Revelation 19:11-16, 19-21. This leaves Satan as the last instigator of chaos, bound and released, Revelation 20:1-3, see Luke 10:17-18, Mark 3:27. We are living in the millennium in which Satan can still hurt in a limited way, but Satan will be defeated and thrown into hell, Revelation 20:7-10. Then Christ will come again, and we will experience the resurrection of the dead and the final judgment, Revelation 20:11-15. This will be the end of all chaos on earth. The new heaven and new earth will be a gloriously renewed cosmos, with no more evil sea. There will be good seas, Revelation 10:6-7, 5:13, and no more chaos. God will dwell with his people, Revelation 21:2-3. And there will be no death, Revelation 20:14, 21:4, crying, or pain, 21:4-5. There will be no temple, sun, moon, or night, 21:22, 23-25. For God will be fully present, and the symbols of chaos are absent. This is the new paradise on earth, 22:1-5. And so we come full circle, from the cosmos of paradise in Genesis to that in Revelation. Chapter 4. Preaching or teaching a series on the chaos cosmos theme. Preaching this theme makes Christians more aware of the unity of the scriptures, the centrality of Christ in the scriptures, and helps them to have their world and life views shaped by scripture. It teaches them the goodness of creation, the disaster of sin, and the comfort of God's sovereignty over chaos. Various ways of preaching are presented. 14 sermons, best followed by small group discussions. Genesis 1:1-3. Genesis 3, Exodus 14, Job 1:6-2:10, Psalm 2, Isaiah 11:1-9, Ezekiel 47:1-12, Zechariah 3:1-10, Daniel 12:1-4, Mark 15:33-16:8, Acts 2:1-47, Romans 8:35-39. Revelation 1:9-20, Revelation 22:1-21. A series of 7 lessons based on the following passages, moving from the Old Testament to Christ. Genesis 1:1-2:3. Genesis 1:1-2:3. From chaos to cosmos, with the theme, in the beginning God, having created the good building blocks of chaos, used his powerful word to structure chaos into a harmonious cosmos. Move to John 1:1-5 and Colossians 1:15-17 to show that the Word was Jesus Christ. Genesis 2:4-25, the Garden of Eden, cosmos, with the theme, God demonstrates his goodness to humankind by personally fashioning them as his special creatures, breathing into them the breath of life, in order to give them a meaningful task in a safe garden. Move to Romans 8 to talk of suffering and awaiting cosmos, as Israel did in exile, Isaiah 51:3, 61:17, 21, and 25. The New Testament looks to paradise restored, Luke 23:43, Revelation 2:7, 22:1-2, Genesis 3, east of Eden, chaos with some order. With the theme, God banishes sinners from the Garden of Eden to live on the cursed ground east of Eden with a view to eventually restore an orderly cosmos on earth. See fulfillment in Jesus as rejecting Satan, Matthew 4:1-11, and defeating chaos, Genesis 6:9-8:22. The flood, chaos to restore cosmos. With the theme, even as God punished the world with a flood for its corruption and violence, in his grace, God continues his kingdom on earth by making a new start with Noah, his family, and the animals in the ark. Present Noah as a type of Christ. Genesis 11:1-9. Babel, the chaos of languages to protect cosmos. Theme, in the interest of spreading his kingdom over the face of all the earth, the Lord confused the common human language into the chaos of many languages. Trace the story of God choosing the nation Israel, from which came Jesus. Jesus sent his apostles to the ends of the earth and gave them the Spirit in a reversal of Babel, Acts 2:4-6, 11. God can use chaos to promote his ultimate creation of orderly cosmos. Genesis 11:27-12:9. God gives the land of the cursed Canaanites to obedient Abram. Theme, the Lord God gave Abram/Israel, the seed of the woman, the land of the cursed Canaanites to reclaim it for the kingdom of God in order to be a blessing to all nations. Jesus died for the sins of the world and rose again and sent his followers to make disciples of all nations, so that a multitude from all nations would be in heaven, Revelation 7:9. Exodus 14. God saves Israel from the chaotic sea. Theme, while destroying his enemies with the chaotic sea, the sovereign Lord saves his people. Jesus is also the Lord who saved his disciples from a chaotic sea, Mark 4:38-39, and all the people from sins, Acts 4:12. He restores orderly cosmos. The book ends with an appendix suggesting Bible passages to read alongside sections of the book for small groups. This correlates to the first suggested sermon series of 14 sermons. 2021 Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only and, except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.